Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I guess we'll start today's show with the triple threat of games that we're going to have here on Thanksgiving Day. And look, there is nothing better than sitting down and enjoying your Thanksgiving holiday. And of course, you have a lot to be thankful for, whether it's your family, your situation, your friends, your loved ones, all that good stuff. Everybody enjoys a little Thanksgiving. Food, family, and hell yeah, a ton of football. And I love the fact that there are three games that we can chew on here. You got the Lions and the Bears, which to me is hands down the worst game of the three. Then you get the best game of the bunch, which is Dallas hosting the Buffalo Bills. And then last but not least, you have the New Orleans Saints, the Super Bowl contender, taking on the Atlanta Falcons. And remember, Atlanta went into the Superdome a couple weeks ago and made everybody's life miserable in knockout pools by knocking out New Orleans and whooping them in that ball game. And look, from a Lions-Bears standpoint, expect a whole lot of ugly football. That is going to be an ugly game between those two. You're hearing now there's a pretty good chance that Jeff Driskel, who's the backup in Detroit, may not be able to give it a go. Mitchell Trubisky, yeah, not exactly running to the window to put money on Mitchell Trubisky, but the Bears did show you pulse last week. The Bears have a lot more to play for than the Detroit Lions. And we'll see if last Sunday was kind of a springboard for the Bears, at the very least, to kind of stay afloat in the NFC. Where if you look at the Lions and the close losses they had earlier in the year, now losing their quarterback in Matthew Stafford, that to me looks like a dead team walking. Now, for the second game. That is the game that I think is going to generate the most interest. That is the game that I think, if you could pick one, if there's one game that I could sit down and watch uninterrupted. Now, for me, listen, I'm here, there, but I'm watching all three of these games. I'm wagering on all three of these games. You don't have to worry about that. But Dallas and Buffalo, for me, is that game that I would choose if I only could pick one of the three. It's a fascinating game. In a sense that Buffalo is on their way to the postseason. They've done exactly what they've needed to do for Sean McDermott. Let's be honest. The Bills have had the year that the Jets were maybe dreaming of back in August. Even though it was going to be unrealistic for this Jet group to get to where Buffalo is at right now. Because, let's be honest, Buffalo is just a more well-rounded football team. Buffalo is a better coach football team. The Bills have overachieved a little bit. They're tough. They can run the football. They have one of the best defenses in the league. They have a quarterback that is inaccurate throwing the ball, but has this sort of spunk about him. Can run, can make plays, has the big arm. We have not seen Buffalo really tested in a game where every eyeball across America is dialed in on them. They are going to use this game, I think, as like a marquee measuring stick type of game. That's what I'd be doing if I was Sean McDermott. I'd be telling my guys, hey, look, nobody knows who you are. Nobody thinks you're any good. Even though we're on our way to the playoffs, even though we have this great record, nobody takes us seriously. Let's go show America how tough a team we are. When everybody's watching Thanksgiving Day against the big bad Dallas Cowboys. That's the easy way to fire up your troops if you're Sean McDermott. Now, from a Cowboys standpoint, they have a whole lot on the line. They have a game edge in the NFC East. And right now, you would look at Dallas and you would look at Philadelphia splitting hairs. Philly and the issues they're having with Carson Wentz cause for concern. The Cowboys, a team that hasn't exactly beat up top-notch, high-quality competition this year as well. Questions about Jason Garrett. Questions about his future coaching the Cowboys. All coming under fire. All coming under question. And rightfully so. Garrett was as bad as it gets last week. His special teams, and yeah, he takes a hit for that as the head coach. Cost him dearly in the first half. Second half, the decision to kick the field goal there, down seven, as bad as it gets, knowing the way that game was being played, knowing the fact that nobody, for that matter, could move the football a whole lot. Not going to get that many chances to get inside the 20-yard line. You took Dallas plus 6.5. You loved that decision. I know I did. From a football standpoint, though, yeah, that's the sort of game that would have me as Jerry Jones saying, I have talent on this team. There's no way this roster should be 6-5. Let's put the head coach under the gun. Let's turn up the heat on Jason Garrett. And we're going to see if his team backs him up Thursday. As their schedule will be a little trickier than what Philadelphia has to work with. Cowboys usually on Thanksgiving Day are a pretty strong bet. I'd say, and I have this number in front of me, they've probably covered on Thanksgiving. I'm guessing, we could look this up. I'd say 4 out of 7, 5 out of 7 times. Normally, I'm looking to get myself involved with the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Measuring stick game for the Bills, and for Dallas, a chance to wash away that New England game. And hit the ground running for this final month of the year. And then last but not least, New Orleans and Atlanta. I guess you could say there's significance for the Falcons if you're a believer that they're trying to save Dan Quinn's job. But on the flip side, to me, this game is fascinating from New Orleans' standpoint. Because for me with New Orleans, they should be very mindful of what's going on in the NFC. And we've talked about this quite a bit throughout the week. The three best teams right now in the NFC, for my money, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Seattle. Take your pick on the order. Having a home field advantage, even though it didn't go according to script for the New Orleans Saints last year against the LA Rams, you tell me I could have that game in the Superdome Championship Sunday, or I'm going to Seattle, or I'm going to San Francisco. Hell yeah, I'd rather have that game in my building. Saints got some work to do, though. And making sure that the road to the Super Bowl is going through the bayou for the second straight year. They got the Niners coming up next week. But you can't be slipping up against the Atlanta Falcons. You lost to Atlanta a couple weeks ago. So I would believe that Sean Payton's boys would be very much on guard. And would be ready and would be aware of this spot. In a game that people be watching on Thanksgiving. You can't have that letdown against Atlanta for what, the second time in 4 weeks? Cowboys trying to show you the champions at NFC East and that they're going to turn a corner this year. They did last year at this time. They took off. Can they do it again? Is New Orleans going to maintain home field advantage in the NFC where if you want to get to the Super Bowl, that could be the difference? And are the Bears going to show you more of a pulse and maybe crawl their way back into that playoff conversation These are the storylines we will be mindful of as we get ready for Thanksgiving Day. Nothing like it. Triple header of football. And we got a whole lot to do. So get aboard 877-337-6666. And I think Buffalo-Dallas, probably the general consensus of the game we're looking forward to the most. And is there a path, is there a way for Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett to continue their working relationship together? We'll dive into that. We'll get to the Giants and why Pat Shurmur's losing mentality is just never going to work here. And the candidates the Giants should be thinking about, not Jason Garrett, but candidates they should be thinking about if indeed they make a change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.